Aristotle once wrote that the common aim of mankind is to be happy, however we define happiness. One thing we know is that the more confident and the better we feel about ourselves, the happier we are, and the more effective we seem to be in everything we do. Self-confidence, however, is really a state of mind based on your belief systems. Belief, or faith, enables you to act boldly in the face of uncertainty. Confidence enables you to face changes and difficulties and unexpected setbacks with calmness and clarity, and allows you to respond more effectively under any circumstances. The law of belief, which is another form of the law of cause and effect, says that your beliefs become your realities. You do not believe what you see, but you see what you believe. William James of Harvard said that belief creates the actual fact. In the Bible it says, according to your belief, it is done unto you. If you believe strongly enough and confidently enough, your outer world will tend to conform to a pattern consistent with these beliefs. In fact, your world today is merely an outpicturing of your innermost beliefs and convictions. You can tell what you really believe by what you do and by what you don't do, and by your conversation and by your decisions. When you truly believe yourself to be an exceptional human being possessed of remarkable capabilities, you will walk and talk and act that way. As the Bible again says, all things are possible to him that believeth. There's a story about a man whose business was in serious trouble. He'd lost some big sales, he was deeply in debt, and his suppliers and creditors were closing in on him. He didn't know whether he should continue struggling or just declare bankruptcy and let his business fold. So he decided to go for a walk in the park that evening and think it over and decide what to do. He was standing in the park on a small bridge looking down at the water when an older man appeared out of the darkness. Seeing his downcast look, the older man stopped and demanded to know what was the matter. For some reason, the businessman told him all about his financial problems and how close his business was to collapsing, even though it was a good business and had a good potential future. The older man listened intently and then said, "I think I can help you." He pulled a checkbook out of his pocket, asked the man his name, and wrote out a check for him, pushed it into his hand, and said, "Take this money. Meet me here exactly 1 year from today, and you can pay me back at that time." Then the older man turned and disappeared into the darkness. When the businessman returned to his office, he opened up the check and found that it was for $500,000. The signature read, John D. Rockefeller. He had received a check for $500,000 from the richest man in the world at that time, the man who had formed the Standard Oil Company and who was well known for giving money away to others. At first he thought he would cash the check and solve all his financial problems, but then he decided that instead he would put the check in his safe, knowing that he could draw upon it at any time, and he would use this knowledge to deal more confidently with his suppliers and creditors and to turn his business around. So with renewed enthusiasm, he plunged back into his business and made deals, negotiated settlements, extended terms of payments, and closed several large sales. Within a few months, his business was back on top, out of debt, and making money. 1 year later, he went back to the bridge in the park with the uncashed check still in his hand. He could hardly wait to tell the older man what had happened. At exactly the agreed-upon time, the older man emerged from the darkness once more. Just as the businessman was about to give him back his check and tell him his exciting story of success and achievement over the previous 12 months, a nurse came running out of the darkness up to the old man and grabbed his arm. She apologized to the businessman, saying, "I'm so glad I caught him. I hope he hasn't been bothering you. He's always escaping from the rest home and going around telling people that he's John D. Rockefeller." She took the old man's arm and led him away. The businessman just stood there, stunned. All year long, he'd been wheeling and dealing, buying and selling, building his business with a calm, confident knowledge that he had a $500,000 check in his safe that he could cash at any time. It suddenly dawned on him that he had made his business successful based on his beliefs, even though the information upon which his beliefs were based was false. It had been his self-confidence in action that was responsible for the turnaround in his affairs. Your job is to achieve the same level of confidence and belief as that possessed by that businessman. the world will largely accept you at your own estimation. It is yourself that you have to convince before you can convince anyone else. But once you are absolutely sure that you have what it takes to master any situation, you'll act in such a way that your beliefs will become your reality. We're really talking here about what we call mental fitness, or the hardy, resilient personality. And mental fitness is subject to the law of cause and effect. You can develop the kind of irrepressible self-confidence that you desire by simply repeating certain thoughts and actions over and over until they are driven deep into your subconscious mind and take on a power of their own. Perhaps the most pervasive influence in determining your mental and emotional state at any time is the power of suggestion. The power of suggestion begins working on you even before you're born and continues from infancy and throughout your life, making you the kind of person you are today. Experts say that fully 95% or more of what you do, say, think, and feel is determined by environmental and psychological suggestive influences around you. For example, the average person is so susceptible to suggestive influences that a rude word from another person may cause him or her to be upset and angry for hours. On the other hand, a kind word of praise or recognition may cause him or her to be positive and happy for the rest of the day. To enjoy high levels of self-confidence, you must be able to make up your own mind and free yourself from any influences that cause you to feel negative or unhappy for any reason. You must take full control over your own thinking and over your own suggestive environment, making sure that what you are allowing into your mind is consistent with the things you want and the person you want to be. And you must work to keep all other influences out. There are three forms of suggestion that can determine how you feel about yourself and how you think. The first is called external suggestion. These are all the things that go on around you from the moment you get up in the morning until your last communication or information input in the evening. Depending upon how open and receptive you are, you can be inordinately influenced by television, radio, newspaper, conversations, work experiences, feedback from superiors, interactions with members of your family, even problems in traffic or changes of temperature on the outside. The great majority of people allow much of their lives to be determined by what is going on around them, convincing themselves that they are thinking independently when instead they are merely reacting to whatever happens. This explains why the negative emotions that upset and disturb you are usually unconscious, unthinking reactions that are triggered by external events. We know this is true because no one would consciously and deliberately decide to feel negative, angry, or upset. When people are in control of their emotions, they choose to feel happy. For example, one of the most common expressions of negative emotions has to do with what are called conditioned responses. These are automatic responses that we engage in when somebody pushes one of our hot buttons. A hot button is a habitual negative way of reacting to an experience or to something that someone says. If you hate to get cut off in traffic and somebody cuts you off inadvertently, your hot button will be triggered and you'll be talking angrily to yourself and to anyone else who will listen for the foreseeable future. One of the ways to take control over your mind is to think through the various external factors that cause you to automatically become angry or upset. Make a list of everything that happens where you have a tendency to respond negatively. Then, consciously make the decision that in the future, when one of these issues comes up, you will instead respond calmly and positively and not allow yourself to become upset and angry. Smile, take a deep breath, and remain calm. The more you practice this, the easier it will become. Your personality will become stronger and more resilient. Your self-confidence will go up, and you'll feel more in charge of your own life. The second form of suggestion is called self-suggestion. Self-suggestion is when you put both hands on the controls of your own mental life, or step up to the keyboard of your own mental computer, and consciously program your subconscious mind with the thoughts and feelings that you desire. Self-suggestion is your key to building the kind of belief system deep within yourself that will lead to unshakable self-confidence. And the reason that self-suggestion works so well is because of the law of substitution. The law of substitution says that your conscious mind can only hold one thought at a time. positive or negative. If you consciously choose to hold a positive word or picture in your mind, you simultaneously block out various inputs from external sources that might cause your thinking and feeling to be negative or inconsistent with your desires. For example, if whenever you begin to feel tense or uneasy or angry about something, you switch your mind and start thinking about your major goals, your mind will go from negative to positive instantly, and you'll feel good about yourself again. A thought of a goal which is positive and future-oriented is inherently uplifting. You cannot think about your goal and be upset and angry at the same time. By using the law of substitution, you take full control over your suggestive environment and over the information that reaches your subconscious mind. Here's an affirmation that's been very helpful to me. I repeat it over and over until it becomes automatic in almost every situation. When something goes wrong, I immediately catch myself by saying, "Every situation is a positive situation if viewed as an opportunity for growth and self-mastery." This is a simple mind game that enables me to stay relaxed and continue to perform at my best, and it will work for you as well. Just give it a try. The third form of suggestion is called autosuggestion. Autosuggestion happens when you've repeated messages to your subconscious mind so often that they take on a power of their own. They function automatically. We have found continually that happy, optimistic people have programmed themselves to respond in a happy and optimistic way to almost every situation. And you can do the same thing. All of life is bound up and determined by your responses. It's not what happens to you, but how you react to what happens to you that counts. It's not the cards that you're dealt, but the way you play the cards that determines how well you do in the game of life. Your job is to consciously decide to use your willpower to keep your mind clear and to keep yourself positive and functioning at your best. The starting point of taking full control over your conscious and your subconscious mind is for you to accept complete responsibility for everything that you think, say, and do. You are responsible for whatever happens to you, and especially you're responsible for your responses to the inevitable ups and downs of daily life. As Eleanor Roosevelt said, "No one can make you feel inferior without your consent." Accepting responsibility is not an option that is open to the individual. It is mandatory. It is an absolute fact of human existence. If there is any effect in your life with which you're unhappy, it's solely up to you to change the causes. You are completely responsible. This is often called the reality principle. A fully mature adult accepts reality as it is, not as they wish it would be. They accept that their actions have consequences. Inactions also have consequences. What are called crimes of omission are often more serious to your long-term prospects than mistakes you actually make. Omitting to think through your values, to set clear goals, make plans, to commit to excellence, and so on, can be disastrous to your likelihood of high achievement. Your goal is to be happy, confident, and optimistic, and the way that you achieve it is by making your responses so automatic that you are predominantly happy, confident, and optimistic no matter what happens. And you can achieve this result by taking specific, proven, practical steps that have been used by millions of people and which work with virtually unfailing certainty. And you begin by accepting complete responsibility for every aspect of your life. You demonstrate this attitude of responsibility by exerting your freedom to choose the thoughts you wish to hold in your conscious mind. Psychologists refer to this as the cognitive control method. Cognitive control simply means that you control your thoughts, keeping them positive and repeating positive messages to yourself over and over until they become automatic responses to daily life. The first mental fitness technique is that of positive self-talk, or the use of positive affirmations. The way you talk to yourself has an inordinate impact on your thinking and feeling. Many researchers, including Dr. Martin Seligman of the University of Pennsylvania, have discovered that high-performing men and women talk to themselves differently from low-performing men and women. Basically, your self-talk, or your inner dialogue, determines the tone of your emotional life. You are happy or sad, positive or negative, dependent upon what you say to yourself and how you interpret events to yourself as you go along. For example, if you're cut off in traffic and you immediately become angry and begin thinking how stupid and irresponsible and what a bad driver the other person is, you will have a very different reaction than if, when you're cut off in traffic, you excuse the other person by thinking to yourself that he or she must be late or distracted or must not have seen you. It's exactly the same external event, but your conversation with yourself will determine whether or not you experience positive or negative emotions about the situation. So the starting point of using positive self-talk is to interpret everything that happens to you in a favorable way. Become what W. Clement Stone called an inverse paranoid. Imagine that the whole world is in a giant conspiracy to help you to be successful and happy. Just as a paranoid is convinced that there's a conspiracy against him or her, an inverse paranoid is convinced that there is a conspiracy for him or her. Practice the wonderful mental quality of serendipity. In the fairy tale, the three princes of Serendip traveled around finding that every apparently negative or calamitous event turned out to be positive and beneficial in the end. So make it a fun game to look for the good in every person and every situation. In Napoleon Hill's famous book, Think and Grow Rich, he says that one of the characteristics of the most successful men and women in America is that they always look for the opportunity or benefit within every setback or obstacle. And because of the law of substitution, if you're looking into every difficult situation for the lesson you can learn or for the possible opportunity it might contain, your mind tends to remain positive and you continue to function at your very best. Whenever you think of a person or event, talk to yourself in positive language. The most powerful of all affirmations for building self-confidence, for example, is for you to repeat over and over 50 or 100 times a day the words, "I can do it. I can do it. I can do it." These simple words are the verbal antidote to the fear of failure, which, as you know, is the great destroyer of self-confidence and probably the primary reason for failure in adult life. But you can diminish the fear of failure in any situation by repeating, "I can do it. I can do it. I can do it." The most powerful affirmation for building self-esteem is probably the words, "I like myself." These simple words, repeated often enough with energy and enthusiasm, are eventually accepted by your subconscious mind. As your subconscious mind accepts this message of self-liking, your self-esteem goes up and your ability to perform and your levels of effectiveness improve in every area of your life. If you want to do your work better, just say, "I love my job." In their best-selling book, Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude, W. Clement Stone and Napoleon Hill recommend that you repeat many times a day the words, "I feel happy, I feel healthy, I feel terrific." One of my favorite affirmations whenever I'm worried about anything is to cancel the worry by saying, "I believe in the perfect outcome of every situation in my life." You'll find that it's impossible to worry and fret about anything while you're repeating this kind of positive message to yourself. Your potential is unlimited using affirmations. By repeated affirmations, you can install powerful, positive commands that will eventually determine your automatic thoughts, feelings, and responses. Now, in order for affirmations to work, they must be phrased using the three P's. They must be in the present tense, they must be positive, and they must be personal. The affirmations, "I can do it," "I like myself," "I feel terrific," are all positive, present tense, and personal. The subconscious is very literal in nature and can only accept commands phrased in the present tense. For some reason, the subconscious ignores negative commands and focuses only on the positive message. You can create affirmations for each of your goals, and by repeating them continually, you drive them deep into your subconscious mind until you find yourself automatically motivated in the direction of achieving them. The second mental programming technique that you can use to keep your mind positive and to obtain your goals faster is to write out your goals in the form of affirmations on 3x5 index cards. Write them in large black letters and then read and reread the cards several times each day, reciting the affirmation to yourself each time. This and every other method or technique that you use to convince yourself that your goal is achievable will help to build your self-esteem and your self-confidence. In turn, this attitude or belief will cause you to take the specific actions that will eventually make your goals a reality. The third technique for building self-confidence is the use of positive visualization. This is the process of creating clear mental pictures of the person you want to be doing the things you want to do. Your subconscious mind can't tell the difference between a real experience and one that you vividly imagine. And what determines the impact of a visualization is the amount of emotion that you mix with the picture when you hold it in your conscious mind for reception by your subconscious. The more emotion with which you visualize, the faster the picture will emerge in your reality. An application of visualizing is a peak performance technique called mental rehearsal. In mental rehearsal, you go through an upcoming event in your mind, detail by detail, and see it happening perfectly with you completely successful in the end. Prior to any event of importance, you recall and relive a previous experience of excellent performance. You take a few minutes to replay in your minds a picture of the last time you did this particular thing successfully. For example, if you have to make a sales call, take a few moments prior to the sales call, close your eyes, and see yourself in the sales call, perfectly relaxed, positive, calm, and in complete control. See the prospect or customer responding positively towards you and signing the contract or check at the end of your visit. If you have an interview coming up, take a few moments to rehearse the interview in your mind. Go through every stage of it. See yourself performing at your very best and visualize the other person responding to you in a positive and productive way. All improvement in your life begins with improvement in your mental pictures. If you want to wear beautiful clothes, you should purchase and read magazines filled with pictures of models wearing the kind of clothes you desire. Visit clothing stores of the very best quality and try on clothes that you eventually want to own. Flood your mind with pictures and sensations of the reality that you desire to experience. If you want to live in a nicer home, go out to open houses in the neighborhood that you desire to live in. Walk through the homes and imagine living there. Don't worry for the moment whether or not it's possible or how high the price is. Your primary job is to get the picture. Get magazines filled with pictures of beautiful homes and read them from cover to cover. Practice the law of concentration by allowing your mind to dwell on the things you want. And especially, get the feeling. The key to activating your mental powers through affirmation and visualization is for you to also imagine exactly how you would feel if you'd already achieved your goal. Imagine the feelings of pride and happiness and self-esteem that you'd enjoy as a result of obtaining your objectives. This emotional component is the catalyst that causes the other mental programming techniques to work more rapidly. One of the best methods I've ever seen for programming your mind and building your beliefs is what is called the end of the movie exercise. This is a tremendous tool for building self-confidence prior to any upcoming situation, and it's very simple. Imagine that you have gone to a movie, only to find that there is 10 minutes left of the movie before it begins again. Instead of waiting in the lobby, you decide to go into the theater and watch the last 10 minutes. You see how the plot works itself out, how the drama is resolved, and how the movie ends satisfactorily. You then wait for a few minutes, and when the movie starts again, you watch the movie from the beginning. Only now, however, you know that it turns out all right. Deep inside of you, you know how every part of the film eventually resolves itself satisfactorily. Instead of becoming caught up in the drama and uncertainty and danger, you simply relax peacefully, knowing how it all turns out at the end of the movie. You can apply this same technique to almost everything you do. You can manufacture your own level of self-confidence by imagining that no matter what your situation, everything turns out perfectly in the end. Prior to a meeting or a sales call or an interview, take a few moments to get that end-of-the-movie feeling. Then, just relax. No matter what happens in the interim, you don't have to worry at all. You already know that the situation resolves itself with good for all concerned. The fourth mental fitness technique, and another way to build your self-confidence, is to continually feed your mind with books, magazines, and audio tapes loaded with positive and uplifting messages. Just as you become what you eat, you do become what you think about. Everything that you allow into your conscious mind, positive or negative, is either raising or lowering your self-esteem and self-confidence. One of the most powerful suggestive influences in your life, by the way, perhaps the one influence that decides your success or failure more than any other controllable factor, is the kind of people that you associate with on a regular basis. So the fifth mental fitness technique to keep yourself confident and optimistic is to get around positive people and get away from negative people. Discipline yourself to remove the negative people from your life. Because you are so inordinately influenced by other people, the people you work with and socialize with and spend time with, you must do everything possible to assure that you are surrounded by the kind of people you want to be like. This part is so serious that research has shown that habitual association with critical, complaining people can be enough by itself to sabotage all your chances for success and happiness. You can begin to change your human environment by beginning, first of all, to think about the kind of people that you admire and want to be like. Think about the men and women, living or dead, whose qualities you respect and whose lives you would like to emulate. Read magazine articles and interviews about people who are going somewhere with their lives. Begin associating with winners by identifying with them mentally. As you do, you'll experience a subtle change in your mentality, and you'll begin to attract other winners into your life. At the same time, you'll activate the law of repulsion, and negative people will start to drift away from you. In no time at all, your human environment will begin to change for the better. And by the way, if all these ideas seem like a lot of trouble, remember the reality principle. Remember that both actions and inactions have consequences. Like the law of sowing and reaping, whatever you sow or fail to sow is going to determine what you reap in the end. Finally, remember the law of reversibility. If you act in a manner consistent with high performance and high self-confidence, those very actions will generate the feelings consistent with them. Every positive, constructive action that you take in the direction of your dreams and goals will reinforce your belief in yourself and in your ability to accomplish your ideals. Keep your vision clearly before you and take continuous positive action every hour and every day. Develop a sense of urgency. Move quickly when opportunity presents itself. Maintain a bias for action. Fast tempo is essential to success, and the faster you move, the better you feel. And the faster you move, the higher will be your self-esteem and self-confidence. The world can really be divided into two categories, the talkers and the doers. The world is full of talkers who seem to be convinced that if they just talk about it enough, it is the same as actually doing it. But you are a doer. And it is always the doers who are the movers and shakers throughout all of human history. It is the men and women who think and plan and then take continuous, persistent action who make things happen. And when you think positively and engage in continuous action, not only will you feel terrific about yourself, but your ability to do whatever you want to do will grow by leaps and bounds.